Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very astronomical edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by the audacious, is that a word?
Audacious?
Audacious, the stunning Basher.
I think you made up two words today. Astronomite a word? Oh, what did you just say?
I definitely didn't say astronomite. that was not even close to the words that
it's
came
astroneer
out of my mouth. I think I said astronomical.
Okay.
Which is a word, but it doesn't really make sense in this context.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Listen, I went to art school. I wouldn't know anything about words.
I went to school for a little while. I was over it. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Astroneer. Might have heard about it. It's a game where you go to space. You're in space. You got to get off. Got to get off this rock. You got to explore. But before that, we're gonna do a little housekeeping. Talk about the details. But even before that, if you're listening to this right now, why don't you go and rate us on your favorite favorite podcast service like iTunes. I know we say this every week, but I don't think you understand just how much it helps us, and just makes us feel good. And sometimes we need that. You know, there's a lot going on right now.
It takes all of, 7 seconds to do it. Take those 6 seconds and do it. We're done. We're good to go.
And it would literally make my day. It really would.
I wouldn't care at all, but he would be happy. That's all that matters. At least Corey's happy, then I'm happy.
And that's how you know we're honest. All right, let's get to Astroneer. Let's go over the details of this game first. It is developed by System Era Works, who are known for Astroneer. It's another one of those games. This is the first game from this studio, regularly priced at $29.99. It is classified as a third-person survival/resource-driven game, resource collection game, available on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4. Crossplay is a little strange on this one. It is crossplay on Xbox and PC, but specifically the Windows version. So if you have this game on Steam, you cannot crossplay with any other platforms. And as of right now, there is no crossplay between anything else, so PS4 to PC even, not a thing. No DLC for this game, and for you Xbox One X owners out there, this game is Xbox One X enhanced with a higher resolution. I was not able to get a pixel count on it, but it looks pretty nice. But it is capped at 30 frames per second, even on the Xbox One X. Those are the details, so let's talk about Astroneer.
I mean, jumping right into it, I remember getting the Facebook message from you since you started before me, and I believe it when it's something like, I think I hate this game.
That is a fact. That did happen. I sent that message.
And then I said, can't be that bad, right? So in which case, I downloaded it later that day and played it the following day, and I messaged back, I think I hate this game.
We were, what's the word I'm looking for? The first impressions of this game were not strong. Let's go with that.
And the reason being, one of the reasons being for me is the way the way that the tutorial is handled, there's a lot of things. This is one of those survival resource games where it can get pretty deep at times. And the mechanic game loop itself, the core mechanics of the game are fairly simple, but then you quickly realize that one thing can do another thing that can do another thing, and then you don't know which thing you need at the time. And
right. let's set this up a little bit. So if you have no idea what this game is, and there's a chance you don't, because it's not exactly I hate using this term, but it is an indie game through and through. Like, it's a game that's been in development for a very long time. They've added stuff. It's been in early access, et cetera. But it's now to a point where, after they've worked on it for years and years and years, that it's in a more than playable stance. The goal of the game is you are on a planet, and I don't even know if I want to say the goal is, because they don't really give you a goal. You sort of are plopped on this planet, and they say go. And when they say go, that means you've got this base, you've got these electrical lines, you've got these tethers, have fun. Like, that's the premise of the game. To say that there is a goal is probably true, but it is not telegraphed at first. And there is an end to the game, but it's not a classic ending that you would think. Like, there's the credits are not going to roll, and you are not going to say, okay, I am done with this game, if that makes sense. And I just wanted to preface that, because when you talk about the tutorial, like you were saying, the tutorial doesn't, it tells you, like, hey, you've got this gun that can sort of ingest matter, and it can expel matter, and it can flatten matter. And you can connect these things, don't really tell you what they are yet, to this power supply over here. And there you go.
But worse than that, the tutorial is very specific on the process of a very specific task. And it doesn't then... It feels like the game starts off with the tutorial saying, here's how you plug this in. Now you know how to play the game. It's like, right. No, there's a whole bunch of other stuff I don't know about. And you kind of have to teach yourself to walk from a crawling state. And it is difficult. Like that initial hump is a big hump to get over.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that's, like, I don't, it's a tough thing to talk about, right? Because we live in an era where games are usually one or the other. They either tell you exactly how to play the game, and so there's not a lot of mystery or things for you to discover yourself, or you have the opposite, where it just kind of throws you in a world and it's like, go have fun. And the problem is I don't really like either one. I don't really like the way that games are tutorialized in the modern era. But I think I would have to say I'm more in favor of you holding my hand a little bit versus not at all. But the thing is, I can also see an argument for both sides. Like, I don't need every game to treat me like I'm 7, but I do need to have it treat me like I'm 15, you know, like.
I think it's fairly simple, like, in my mind anyway, because if you play, like, a first person shooter does not need you to be like, hold R to shoot. Right. It's like, we kind of got that right now. Like, it's been that popularized, whereas these resource gathering games they can be very, very, very different from game to game. Like, you don't, like the materials share nothing in common between different games. And then the equipment you build share nothing in common. So, like, in the case of Astroneer, what really was getting to me was the fact that I could collect whatever, build whatever, but I had no idea what I was building and what I was building it for. You touched on something before where it came to the purpose of the game. If I had a purpose for the if the tutorial at least gave me a purpose in the beginning, I would understand better, like, connect the dots. But as you said, it looks like we land purposely on this planet. And the goal is to what? Get off the planet? Because we did. And then we just have to go back to the old planet.
Right. So let's go back a little bit, because ultimately, yes, like I think the goal is to get off the planet.
We thought, anyway.
Yeah, and you know, further research, etc. Like, that's somewhat true. I'm not going to go into details here because it is kind of spoilery, etc. Like, what the actual point of the game is. But I want to go back because, you know, we're talking, but we're not actually saying like what we did. So we started playing together and we started building these things, you know, like you've got a backpack and then you, at any time, you can build a generator, you can build a small, I don't even remember what they call them anymore.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but before that, you need to build tethers, because tethers give you oxygen. You can't go anywhere on the planet without being connected to the oxygen.
Right. So that's step one is oxygen. Step two is moving forward, you know? And so that's kind of what you do at first.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was kind of like, okay, so it requires you to sort of tinker around it. And the tutorial, like you said, it has you build things, but it doesn't tell you why. So, you know, we started building stuff and through trial and error, mostly we're just like, okay, like, we're building this thing, but why? Like, I don't know. Let's just go. And so we start finding new materials. Like, okay, well, we haven't built this yet. Like, it was almost like an RTS where it's like, well, we haven't built this thing yet.
Right.
What do we need to build it? Let's go find it. And that's sort of where we started. And that's kind of where we ended up, is we just kept building stuff we didn't have. And I almost wish that the game at least says that, you know, like when it drops you, it's like, hey, build something, you know, like build a whatever, because at least then I'm like, okay, like that'll at least put me on the goal of doing something. All right. So all that being said, it took us what? 3 hours maybe to things to start to sort of make sense. Like,
yeah, it took us a while to get off that first planet.
Yeah. Well, that not even that. That was like 10 hours in, but like it took us about 3 hours to sort of, we were kind of like standing at the base. Like what was cool was we were both in the same planet, which was kind of neat, because you kind of went one way and I went another. And something that didn't click at first was the tethering. Like, the tethering was something that I was super annoyed with at first. I was like, this would be so much better if I could just run in a direction and explore. But then, you know, after some time, I was like, actually, now that I'm actually super into the tether system, because for us to build stuff and for us to get better and to make new things and to be able to get off this planet, we need to know where these resources are, because we spent a lot of time looking for resources we couldn't find. I think glass was one of them. Like, we both went our separate directions and we couldn't find it. And at one point you were just like, you know what? I'm going in. And you just took your little vacuum thing and you just went straight into the planet. And you're like, I found glass. Like, and I was like, okay, cool. So then, but because of the tethers, I was able to go exactly right to you. So that, like, there was a lot of little things that just...
Sorry, I don't understand.
Thanks, Google.
I don't understand. There was,
there was a lot of little things that the tethering system sort of forced us to play the game the way it wanted it to. And I want to commend that system, because I think it takes a lot of, I don't want to say it takes a lot of guts, but I'm, as a developer, I have to assume that that was a choice that was probably extremely difficult to make, to basically force people on these tethers. Now, I know in time you no longer need tethers because you can make oxygen tanks and stuff, but for the most part, we stuck to the tethers because it kept us on track of what we were doing. And I'm saying all this to basically say that, like, after about 3 or 4 hours, it started to click for us in terms of what we were trying to do, even though we didn't really know what we were trying to do. Like, we were like, we're just going to keep building stuff. I think we need to get off this planet. Like,
you know, absolutely. I mean, and that's where, I sound like such a hypocrite, because I think of my critique of, and hatred for, like, Final Fantasy 13. And it's like, no. The game opens up after like 10 hours. Like, you're good. But the game kind of... things start to fall into place after a while. And I don't want to say to you all that you have to play this game for 3 to 4 hours before anything makes sense, because we could have just been really, really stupid.
It's possible, yeah. I mean,
a lot of this could have been just user error. I mean,
well, and it could just be because I hate survival games. I will say that right now. I despise them because I don't like games where I have to manage life. Like, oh no, I'm hungry. Oh no, I'm cold. Like, that stuff drives me nuts. And now I'm not saying that to say that that's this game, because it's not. But it's got similarities to that. So I just don't have a lot of experience in thinking about a game in that context, if that makes sense. So maybe you're right. Like, maybe if I had played other games, then I would have been like, oh, I'm gonna start building this stuff and go, and we're fine. Like, I don't know. Like, anyways.
I mean, you know, that definitely could be, and that's what I think is the case as well, because, like, to your point about finding glass, it's like, when we fall, again, shout out to the tether system, because I was able to easily come back to the base and say, this is where I found a glass, follow this tether. I have to say, follow me. Like, once we got to a certain part, it's like, you're just gonna follow the tether down to the underground, and when you got down there, you're like, oh, I've seen this before. I found glass like an hour ago.
I found glass and didn't realize it, but I had basically started digging, and then I fell down. Because I mean, the game really doesn't have, I'm sure it has limits, but it doesn't feel like it has limits of, you can do whatever you want. Like, if you want to keep digging into the planet, go for it. It's not going to stop you. But you have to try to plan your way back up. And so in an effort to just sort of try anything, I started digging downward, and I went straight down. And so when I hit the ground, I was just kind of like, all right, well, I don't see anything down here. Apparently, I was right next to the glass. I just didn't see it, kind of thing. But so, like, that's an important thing about the tether system, too, is that, like, I want to sort of start pivoting into the hour to hour of this game. Like, I felt like we were extremely low because we just didn't get it. And then it started to click, and like, it seemed like every half an hour to an hour, we were a little bit more into it, to the point like it became almost a machine, to where you were out trying to get resources and stuff. I was back at the base, and like, I was getting super upset with where everything was, because you can find resources and you can sort of you can put them in different machines to either get bits, which is sort of like your research currency, or you can use them to make other things. And so like, there's a constant, you know, exchange going on of resources, but our base was a mess. Like, there was just stuff everywhere. But it was also kind of fun, because the reason there was stuff everywhere was because we got to the point where like, just put this in the furnace. What does it make? Like, I found this stuff, put it in the furnace. Like, instead of doing, you know, what a smart person would do is like, do it once and then, you know, write down like, oh, okay, this makes this. We're like, no, just keep doing it. Like, so we had carbon everywhere, we had glass everywhere, we had metal everywhere. Like, I got tired of that. And while you were off doing your own thing, I had taken it upon myself to be like, no, I'm going to straighten this out. So I started moving buildings around. I started putting electrical lines together to make sure everything was running efficiently. And that's where it clicked for me. I was just like, this is...
Everything had, at some point, I agree, because I give the game a lot of credit for doing well with co-op, because at first I really kind of had this feeling like, why are you even here? Are we just building the same thing together? Because there's no need for co-op in that case. Right. Whereas after a certain hour, after a certain point, it's like you said, I was off doing something. I'll gather resources. I'll scope out the land. I'll do this, that, and the other. Come back, and then the base looks different. Things are more organized. You got this machine here. You got this machine pushing out this thing. I can come back and just drop off the resources, do some research, and then go back off on exploration. all the while we're both at the same time seeing what are we making next, what's next on the list. Everything is slowly fell into place, and once it started to fall into place, it was like this well-oiled machine. And it sounds weird. It sounds weird when I don't mean to say I wasn't having fun, but it wasn't even fun in the sense. It was kind of like,
we started to have a goal, and the game is very good at, like, it gives you all the tools and it doesn't hold back. Like there's no tutorial that's going to hold you back. There's one thing that really upset me, and we figured it out early on, and I will fully admit I cheated and I Googled it, which is something we don't do, unless we absolutely have to it for whatever reason. And we didn't have to, but so they give you the gun, the terraforming gun, but we couldn't figure out how to use the other two functions, because there's a destroy function, a kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Put back function, I guess, like put terrain there, and a flattening function, but we couldn't figure out how to use the other two. And in the tutorial, it never tells you that you have to make a canister. Like, other than that moment, it really just gives you the tools of everything that you need. And it doesn't have to hold your hand because everything's open, but you have to get to that point of being willing to explore and just figure out what's happening. And I forgot where I was going with this.
I mean, that's fine, but my biggest frustration when we finally got everything down, my biggest frustration honestly was the fact that, like, I got into the rhythm of just building the next thing. My biggest frustration was when you check the research log or the roadmap, whatever you want to call it. I forgot the name of it, but when you check what's buildable, it will say something like XY47T97 canister. And you're like, description, please?
Right. What does it do?
Like, is that something that I need? Can I get by without it? If I build it, where do I put it? Like, it just wasn't. It absolutely needs something that a descriptor on what the building or the equipment is, because there are things where it's like, like solar panel provides solar energy, like, duh, get it. But then it's like, here's a made up thing for this one game that we developed, figure it out what it does. It's like, no, like, I had to know what that is before I waste my researches on it. I mean, waste my time researching, developing, and gathering material.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, but at the same time, like, I struggle because I struggle a lot, but I struggle with that because I think it's part of the co-op experience. Like, if the game just sort of told you all of that information, let me preface this. If I was playing this game alone, I would have tapped out immediately. I would not have enjoyed it for 5 seconds.
I felt you tapping out, by the way.
But in co-op, the fact that we were able to sort of do our own thing, it became part of the discovery of just, like, you're trying to find the materials, and then I'm back at the base just like, all right, like, what does this do? I'm going to mess around with this for 25 minutes for, you know, like a scientist, and be like, I got to figure out what this thing does. So, like, while I agree, I'm also just like, yeah, like, but I kind of enjoyed discovering that. Like, it was annoying, but
that's the greatest thing about this game is the discovery. Like this game does something special where it's like, you get so heady about this game where you're in the minutiae, you're digging, you're creating, you're building, you're extracting, and it's like, oh, look what I found. Oh, this is this, like, let's go ahead and get that. And it's like, and this is a joy to discovering in this game. But I just can't, at the end of the day, like, I still wish there was at least a clue in the descriptor, because I get the idea that as the player, it's up for us to discover what these things do. But at the same time, I am playing a very capable astronaut, who knows what these things are. Like, the character knows what these things are. Right. So, like, even, like a clue, like, deconstruction actor, insert material here. It's like, oh, I put this, if I build this, I could put materials in it. That's all I need to know, I guess. But like to have like just like almost nothing there most of the time, just like I feel at times I could feel defeated because I walked an hour out there, I walked like 20 minutes out in one direction and 20 minutes back, got all this stuff to build this thing, and then the thing isn't plugging in anything.
Right.
It's I need you to, it needs to be a middle ground, like you said before, where it's like, I don't want you holding my hand because, again, the discovery in this game is the best part of it. But at the same time, like, give me a little something so I know that I'm not wasting my, I could be wasting my time.
Right. And that's, I think that's a, again, it's, I agree, but then at the same time, it's also, because eventually, even though we built the thing that we didn't need at that moment in time for whatever reason, because it's weird to say this game has spoilers because there is, but it's like different planets have different, I don't want to say goals, because that's not true. Different planets have different needs, I guess you could say, because you can get off the planet without making everything. You know, right. you can explore and do things without discovering half of what this game has to offer. But that second half is stuff that basically makes the game, I don't want to say more tolerable because that's not fair, but maybe that is fair. A lot of the stuff is more advanced versions of everything you already have. So where was I going with this? So even though like we made it then and we didn't quite use whatever it was at that moment, it might have given us insight to the future, you know, like when we are on another planet. So like it's tough because it can go both ways.
I don't know. I mean, you're not wrong. It's just, it's just my own, like my personally. Right.
I'm there too, though. Like And as you can probably tell, like I'm high on this game, but at the same time, I'm also like, man, there's a lot of small things you could do that would have taken me from nope, which where I started was to yep in the middle to, it would have been a maybe at the beginning and a definitely, you know, somewhere in the middle. Like there's a lot of hesitation to be like, yeah, you should definitely play this game knowing what I know and knowing how difficult it is. And, but we also live in the modern era, right? Like that argument, you could say, of not looking up a guide or not looking up a how to, you know, we have that technology. I'm sure out there's a YouTube video or an article that says exactly what you should do in the first 2 hours of Astroneer. And absolutely, that article will make this game a heck of a lot more tolerable. But specifically, we try not to do that because we want to go in fresh kind of thing. So like there's just so many scenarios specifically where, you know, I'm for it doing it one way, but I can also see the argument of it the other way, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely does for me. I mean, like a lot of this game will come down to your own personal tolerance level. And I mean that, like it's depending on how many nerves you have left to give to strain, this game may or may not break you. And for me, it was a lot of ups and downs. Like I came into it just like, nope, this is bad, I'm out. And somewhere in the middle, like I started gradually going higher on it. Then I dipped again, I hit a wall, then I had to climb the wall. And it's like a lot of ups and downs in this game that I think is very interesting.
Yeah. And I don't want to keep talking too much longer just because it's a tough game to talk about because of everything we said, but it's like, if I had to sort of, you know, give a overall impressions, like this is the first time any type of of the this type of game to where, you know, it's not quite on the Minecraft level of like go anywhere, do anything. It is, but it isn't. It's not, the scope of it isn't nearly as large. It's not trying to do nearly as much. But it's the first time where like I found myself playing one of these type of games and being like, man, like I really want to see what else this game has to offer. And that's kind of a big deal for me because I am usually the opposite of just like, bro, I don't care. Like if your content is not at the forefront and you can't push me to try to find that content and I can't get to that content easily, I'm out. That's one reason why I don't play a lot of MMOs, because those games are usually filled with so much filler. It's just like, and the argument for them is always, well, you just got to get to this point and then it'll click. You know, like you said, Final Fantasy 13, you just got to get to this point and it'll click. And it's just like, no, that's not, sure, I believe you, but I don't care kind of thing. But Astroneer is the game that sort of, I was like, okay, like maybe it's because of the time I invested. Maybe it's because I saw, you know, we were able to get off the planet and that was a really cool moment. Even though the first time we tried to get off the planet, we put the engine in the cargo bay and then we ignited it and we're like, what happened? Why didn't it work? Because you don't put an engine in a cargo bay, duh. But it had a lot of moments like that too, of doing something really dumb and then discovering that, oh, like we're idiots, like, you know, it was funny but it was fun kind of thing. What am I trying to say at this point?
You're trying to say if we're going to pass this on to our buddies or pass on by it.
Have we talked enough about it in a positive light? Because I feel like we've been somewhat negative, but like,
I feel we've been negative. I think it's one of the better, this is one of the better Game Pass games where going by our rating system of pass or pass. This is definitely one where it can go literally either way, because there's so much depth here, so much fun here, so much discovery here. But at the same time, you have to get to each one of those. And the question then becomes, are you the player ready for this? Have you played enough of these resource gathering games to where you can hit the ground running, or is this your first one?
And like saying that, the part that still scares me is that every time that you leave that planet and you discover something new, you're almost starting over. And that's the part that might break me a little bit. Or I should say did break me a little bit. Like we got to that second planet and it was super exciting. Like we were like, all right, cool. Like we're at a new place and we discovered something. Like this is really cool looking. And then there was this moment of just like, okay, but how do we like do stuff on it? we've got to this new planet and there was like a good half an hour of us trying to figure out like, okay, how do we basically make power on this thing? Like how do we build something so that we can start, I don't want to say colonizing because that's not the right word, but
you would say that.
Start doing stuff on this planet like we were doing on the first planet. And having to do that on every single planet, that's asking a lot, I think. And I know in time it will get better because you'll be more familiar with the systems. And that first time there was definitely instance of me, all right, I'm going to take everything I need in my backpack. I'm going to get in the spaceship. I'm going to go up and I'm going to build everything here. So that way I've got all my resources here. That way when I get there, I can just deploy everything. And I got there and I'm like, oh crap, I forgot this thing. So I had to fly back, make a new engine, build the thing, go back. Oh crap, I forgot this other thing. Like that would disappear in time, obviously. But there's still that initial just like every time you go somewhere new, you basically have to start over. And I'm sure some people are into that because each planet is going to offer them a new way to do it. And they're going to be able to focus on the stuff that they need to focus on. But I wish there was a way for me to just kind of take everything with me and keep going. And I understand that's not the point of the game.
Here's the thing, though. There could be a way to do that. And we just don't know.
That's possible.
You know, like
there's probably someone listening to this that's like screaming, just like, no, you didn't see the thing. And I'm just like,
you didn't build the compactor that breaks right. everything down and puts everything in it, and then you just gather, like, yeah, like, it's, and that's the thing about the game, like, we just, you just, we, this is an issue for us, however, it may not be an issue at all, so it may be something you guys should look into, like, in terms of, is this an issue or not? Like, it probably isn't.
Probably, yeah, maybe. We'll never know. We could know, but we're not going to talk, because this is the only episode we're going to talk about. Probably not. We might talk about it later. Anyways, all right. We've been talking long enough. I think it's time. Game Pass or pass?
Oh, man. This is the only other game like this that I enjoyed, and I thoroughly enjoyed, was Don't Starve. Every single other one was unbearable to me. This one started off completely unbearable. I was ready to give in almost immediately. However, by the end of my playtime with this one, I gotta say, I welcome everyone to enjoy the headaches that I went through in this one, because it may just be worth it.
I'm 100% on you should play this game. Maybe it's just because none of these have clicked with me and this is the one to do it, but to me, I think there's something special. I know we haven't talked much about the art of this game, but I really enjoy the way the game looks. It is not built in a realistic fashion, and I think that aids me a lot, because I don't, when it comes to space and stuff, I'm not a huge fan of space just looking like space. You know, like, I want it to look unrealistic. I want it to be, it's a very creative space, and I think that this game nails what it's trying to do from an art perspective. Couple things, like, I think we're in agreement that we're going to pass this one on to your friends. Play it, pass it on, but know that, you know, and I hate prefacing stuff, because that's not the point of this show. Know that this is one of those games. Like, you could bounce off of it, but I think it's worth it to even give it a try. Like,
no, you're right. This is one that needs the preference. Unfortunately or fortunately, I would double up on that. Like, no, going in is going to be a rough going. But also bring a friend.
For me, 100%. If we were not playing this co-op, no, not going to work. Not going to work at all. But I think the fact that we were able to sort of split up and do our own thing at the end of the day really, really helped out. So there you go. That's Astroneer. We have played it. We have recommended it. And it was fun. Like, that. This is why I really like doing this show, because I never would have played this game ever. And this is the stuff that I really enjoy Game Pass for, because it's just, it opens your world. And it's not that I never wanted to play this game. It's just that there's so many games out there.
I never wanted to play it.
And it's just like, sometimes curation is a good thing. Sometimes I need somebody to just like maybe check this out kind of thing. And that's very hard to do in the world of the internet today, where there are literally games coming out every single day. And this is what I love Game Pass for. Not only because it's an amazing value, but because we spent a dozen plus hours playing a game I never would have played. And I experienced something that I've never really experienced before. And I think that's really cool. So, but there you go. Astroneer, we played it. You should play it if you got Game Pass. If you don't have Game Pass, what are you waiting for? So, but all right, that is going to do it for this episode. The funny part is our next episode is a game in a similar fashion. We played No Man's Sky, and that's what we're going to talk about next week. So we're not going to go into it now, but tune in next week if you want to talk about a very similar game, but also different. So that's going to do it. You can find us on all your favorite podcast services. Again, please rate. It really helps us out. If you want to email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. If you just want to say hi, if you want to let us know a game that you discovered, or if you want to make a suggestion, we do take suggestions and we will play them. So that's going to do it for this episode. We will see you next time.
Good day, sirs.